ओम श्री साई राम। हम्बल प्रणाम्स एट द डिवाइन लोटस फीट ऑफ अवर मोस्ट बिलवड भगवान। डियर स्वामी, वी द डिवोटीज ऑफ कांचीपुरम नॉर्थ डिस्ट्रिक्ट ऑफ तमिलनाडु हैव असेंबल्ड हियर एज पार्ट ऑफ परती यात्रा। द थीम ऑफ द यात्रा being sealing on desire. Dear Swami, we thank you for giving us this opportunity to be a chosen one, to be part of your avatar mission. We carry out activities which are unique, spread across all the three wings of the organization. To name a few, the Bhajan Vikas, the Veda Vikas and Laya Vikas being conducted for Bal Vikas children of the organization. The youth wing dedicate themselves in carrying out seva activities like sadhana camps in Gosala, toilet cleaning activities in Vidya Jyoti schools on a regular basis. This toilet cleaning activity made the school management and staffs to continue the seva on other days so that they can maintain their toilets clean and neat on a regular basis. One more unique activity, Swami, is the crematorium cleaning activity conducted by the youths of the organization. We also serve our dear Muslim brothers and sisters through distribution of buttermilk and Narayan Seva during Miladi Nabi for more than 3 decades. Swami, this Parthi Yatra is also unique, wherein the programs are performed by our Bal Vikas children, Bal Vikas alumni and senior members with utmost unity. Swami, as you have always guided us, unity leads to purity and purity leads to divinity. This Parthi Yatra having one more unique program titled Sai Soul Dears, with the concept being disaster management. The disaster management team trained more than 1 lakh people across the country as on date. Dear Swami, we pray to you continuously shower your divine blessings on all of us to be part of your avatar mission so that we transform ourselves. Jai Sai Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram. We, the children from Kanchipuram North District of Tamil Nadu, humbly offer at the Divine Lotus Feet a program titled Layarpanam. Shruti Mata Layapita is a famous saying that is often quoted in Indian music, highlighting the aspect of laya through mridangam, the ancient percussion instrument of the Carnatic music. The children will demonstrate 4 different talas for a variety of Sai Bhajans. They will embellish the presentation with features like Mohara, Korvai with Kannakol. Swami, we prayerfully and delightfully offer this program at your divine lotus feet. To start with, the students will demonstrate Adi Tala.
Vandeyum ओमानन्दनम् गजाननम्
Demonstration is on Rupaka Talam.
Bolo Narayana Jai Jai Vittala. Bolo Narayana Jai Jai Vittala. Sai Narayana Ranga Ranga Vittala. Sai Narayana Ranga Ranga Vittala. Bolo Narayana Jai Jai
Now, the demonstration on Misra Chapu Talam.
Sharadhe Jaya Sharadhe Vakvilasini Sharadhe Sharadhe Jaya Sharadhe Vakvilasini Sharadhe
Demonstration is on Kanda Chapu Talam.
Saishwara Haya Zagara Saishwara Haya Zagara
Bye.
finally, the students will demonstrate few sarvalagu patterns in Adithalam along with Mohara, Korvai and a grand finishing ending.
Taddim taddit nam dim taddim taddim taddit nam dim taddim taddim taddit nam dim taddim taddim taddit tagadim tagadit. Dimmi dimmi takka takka dimmi dimmi takka takka dimmi dimmi takka 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 digu takka digu takka digu. Takka dimmi tata dimmi namki dimmi tata dimmi takka dimmi tata dimmi di tangida daga dare gida daga. Dimmi takka taddimmi dongida daga daddimmi takka taddimmi takka taddin tarigida daga takka dimmi takka jonno takka dimmi takka jonno takka dimmi takka jonno kida daga dangida daga darigida daga Dimitaka jono taka dimitaka jono taka dimitaka jono tam 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 taka dimitaka jono taka dimitaka jono taka dimitaka jono tam 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 taka dimitaka jono tam 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 taka dimitaka jono tam 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 taka dimitaka jono taka dimitaka jono taka dimitaka jono taka dimitaka jono dongida daga darigida daga dongida daga darigida daga daga darigida daga dongida daga darigida daga dongida daga darigida daga darigida daga darigida daga darigida daga darigida daga daga darigida daga darigida daga darigida daga darigida daga darigida daga daga darigida daga dongida daga darigida daga daga dom dongida daga darigida daga dongida daga darigida daga daga dom
Ram. Aha! The grace of my Lord Rama in the form of Sai Rama is indeed boundless. He has installed me on top of this hill to inspire all the Sevadals. What is this I see? My Swami's students in the institute are doing something. They seem to be surrounded by a new group of people. These people are wearing a saffron colored shirt and white pants. Who are these people? Oh Rama, they are doing all kinds of extraordinary things, like coming down from the top of a building in a rope, rolling on fire. I am curious. I am unable to resist my interest. Let me go down and see what is happening and who these people are. Jai Sri Ram!
ಸಾಯೀಶ್ವರಾಯ ವಿದ್ಮಹೇ ಸತ್ಯದೇವಾಯ ಧೀಮಹಿ ತನ್ನಃ ಸರ್ವಃ ಪ್ರಚೋದಯಾತ್.
When do you want to go out, Krishna? You said that two of your friends would be coming home this morning and that you would be going out with them for some training related to Swami activities.
No, Mom. I am not going out anywhere. I need to prepare for the job interview that is due shortly.
Don't tell us any stories, Krishna. Your involvement in Swami's activities is declining these days. You used to show a lot of interest during your Balvikas classes. How come that interest is missing now?
Please, both of you do not make charges against me. I need some peaceful time for my preparation. Leave me now.
Okay. If that is so, you go ahead with your work. Sairam Suresh, Sairam Chandru, welcome.
Sairam aunty.
Sairam aunty, how are you? How's uncle?
We are doing well. Who are these two youngsters?
They are our senior brothers. We are now going out with them to attend their training classes. Aunty, where is Krishna?
Krishna?
I am coming. Hi, Sairam. You are here.
Sairam Krishna, we are here. Meet our Sai brothers, John and Sayed.
Sairam, so you two are also going to attend the training classes?
No, Krishna. These two Sai brothers are the persons who will be training us in disaster management. Hey, you are still in casual attire and not ready yet?
No, Chandru. I can't make it for the training today. I need to prepare a lot for my interview.
Krishna, this is very important program. Swami initiated this program in 2002. You know why? Youngsters like us should get trained in disaster management and be useful to the society. That is Swami's intention. So, please come along with us for the training.
Yes, Sai Krishna. There are many trained volunteers who help thousands of affected people during natural calamities. You know, both Sai brothers, John and Sayed, have done selfless service during 2004 tsunami, Vardha cyclone and recently, even during Kerala floods.
Is that so? Each and every project of Swami has helped to uplift humanity. Oh, Sai Rama, it's all your mercy. It gives me great pleasure and I'm proud of your selfless service.
Did you hear all this, Krishna? This is a big service and you all get trained at no cost. Why don't you go with them?
Yes, get ready fast and go with them.
No, Father. I still...
Sai Rama! It's Father!
Grandfather has an attack of epilepsy. He used to get it once in a while. However, this time it appears to be a bit serious. Let me take a bunch of keys. We have to keep it in his hands. Come on!
No, don't do that. Epilepsy has nothing to do with keys or iron. We will take care of him.
All of you, please keep distance from him. Do not stop the fresh air coming in. John, let us make the gentleman lie one side on the floor and you close his ears. I will take care of his hands and legs.
Sayed, I have closed his ears. I'm sure he should come back to his normal self in a minute or two.
What do you say? He will become normal in 2 minutes? Is that even possible? Don't we have to take him to the hospital or something?
I understand your concern, uncle. He will be all right soon. Afterwards, if the need arises, you shall consult the doctor.
Sai Rama, please bless him. Kindly have mercy, Swami. Please.
Rama.
Look, your grandfather has opened his eyes. Now no worry at all.
John, you and Sayed did something. Like a miracle, everything has turned well. How did this happen?
Chandru, that's nothing. We have learnt in our disaster management training classes how to treat a person
afflicted by epilepsy attacks, and that is what we did know.
My goodness, this is unbelievable. When my grandfather got such attacks, he would stuff some keys in his hand. He used to get up after some time. It would take hours for him to become normal, and he would feel completely drained. This time around, the whole thing was over in just 2 minutes. It's a miracle. Thank you so much, Sairam.
Show your gratitude to our dear Swami. It is He who sent us here at the most appropriate time.
Yes, that's true. It's all Swami Sankalpam.
Well, we will make your grandfather lie on his bed. Now, we will take a leave. If you think it is necessary, consult the doctor.
Thank you so much, Sairam.
Okay, Krishna, we will also leave. Take care of your grandpa with your parents. We will discuss about disaster management later.
Mom, you stay with grandpa. Dad, you be in touch with doctor for any emergency.
All right, where are you going now?
My conscience wants me to thank Swami.
Chandru, I feel very blessed. I have gained a significant knowledge in disaster management in very short span of time.
Yes, Krishna, that's correct. So, how is your interview preparation going on?
Yes. How is your preparation going on?
Preparations are all done. I have the interview in a couple of days. Technically, I'm quite strong, but I don't know whether that alone is sufficient. I bring Swami that I should get a decent job.
Swami is definitely guiding us in all our endeavors. We will certainly get a job. Don't worry. Krishna, look there. An accident.
Oh, come. Let's go fast. All of you, get aside. Don't crowd around. They both have got injured.
Chandru, look. The gentleman seems to have got injured on his head and he became unconscious. Cannot say which part of the young man is affected. See, he cannot even stand up.
No, I have no serious problem. But my grandfather, he needs immediate attention.
Oh, it is a serious accident. Both of them are hit badly.
Yes, right. I also saw that these people were not at mistake. The car was overspeeding on the bad road and after hitting, it has left the spot. You are all watching the scene, but no one is coming forward to help. Give them some water and help them to sit up.
Sir, please wait. Wait for a little while. Don't give them water right now. Don't even touch them.
Who are you? Why are you stopping us from doing anything?
Sir, we are trained in disaster management. Here, these are our ID cards. This gentleman is unconscious. We know how to give them first aid. Please allow us.
Is that so? Alright, go ahead. Tell me if you need any assistance.
Thank you, sir. We will give him initial treatment. Meanwhile, please call for an ambulance. That will be a great help.
He is still unconscious. Can we offer him some water?
No, not at all. We will check his breath and pulse now.
Please don't do something and make the situation even worse. Let the ambulance come.
Sir, we are confident on what we are doing. Chandru, examine his pulse and breath now.
I am not able to identify his pulse and breath, Krishna. I feel there is a need to do CPR.
What is that?
CPR?
Oh, that is called cardiopulmonary resuscitation, a treatment to make the heart to do its normal function. Chandru, give 30 times chest compression and 2 times mouth-to-mouth respiration. That would do.
Amma, where am I? Where are we?
Sir, now he is out of danger.
Oh, you two youngsters? You have saved the old man from immediate danger.
What about this boy? He's not able to stand.
Someone, please get us a newspaper and towel.
What do you propose to do with these objects?
Sir, we will roll the newspaper like a hard stick and tie it onto his leg with this towel. This is enough to take him to the hospital. He has no major injuries.
Yes, I got injured only on the leg. I can't stand up.
Oh, you two, like angels from heaven. You helped my grandfather regain consciousness and saved his life.
Please, don't say anything now.
Okay boys, the ambulance will reach shortly. However, can you please explain why we should not give water to casualties?
Certainly sir, I will explain. There are few casualties to whom we should not give water. To begin with, when a person is unconscious, the valve in the throat is open to the windpipe, and if you give water, his lungs will get filled up and he will die. And few more important things are, you must not give water in case of head injury with severe bleeding and major fracture. Then, fire accident victims, also heart attack victims.
Is it? Interesting. Thank you so much.
Sir, please take us to the hospital we are familiar with. Can you both accompany us, please?
Sure, we will come with you.
Okay, Chandru, you may please join the disaster management session after leaving the main hospital. I will go and do the initial arrangements.
Mahesh, is your leg still aching?
Yes, Mom. There is some pain still. Thank God, no fracture. The doctor has prescribed a few tablets. It will take a couple of days for the pain to subside. But I pity Grandfather.
Auntie, please don't worry. It was the shock that made him unconscious. Everything will be alright.
Thank you, son. In fact, if you two were not there on the scene in time, things would have been more serious, you know. Mahesh's father has gone abroad. Everything has happened in his absence.
Auntie, don't keep repeating your praise on us. It is God's will to bring us there.
Whatever you say, Sai Krishna, it was a great service you two have rendered. The fact is, I have already advised Mahesh to undergo the disaster management training once he gets fully recovered. I was really touched by your narration during our conversation.
Yes, after I become fit, I will get in touch with you both.
Mrs. Raghuraman, your father-in-law is fully conscious now.
Don't have any worries.
He'll be completely alright by the time your husband comes back.
Many thanks, doctor. You have saved my father-in-law's life.
Don't say that. The thanks really are due to these two youngsters. If they had not handled the situation using their disaster management and first aid knowledge, things would have become more serious. The youngsters have given him the correct first aid. They explain everything to me in great detail. It is very timely and appropriate action. Congratulations, boys. Keep it up.
Thank you, doctor.
Our country needs youngsters like you. Your organization is doing selfless service to all deserving people. Mahesh, you should also enroll yourself into the disaster management program and become an expert.
Certainly, doctor. In fact, mother and I had a useful discussion regarding this.
Good. Keep in touch with them. Good luck.
Okay, auntie. We will also leave now.
Thank you once again for your help.
Chandru, in today's college session, we will be teaching how one should react to natural calamities such as earthquake and flood.
You know, here we will be sharing the knowledge with first year college students.
Oh, that's great. Last weekend, we gave a similar training to the fisherman community. And this time around, it is college freshers. Really happy to be associated with various sectors of society.
Yes, of course. As you know, our module is unique and it can cater to all sectors of the society and to all age groups.
Good morning, students. Sairam brothers.
Sir, the last session of tsunami was very exciting. What will be today's session?
Today, let us understand about earthquake and floods. First, we will learn do's and don'ts during earthquakes.
Sir, earthquake happens throughout the world. Is it correct?
Exactly. Earthquakes rarely last for a minute. Mostly just for a few seconds. Now, I will explain 5 things we should do during earthquake. First, hide yourself under a strong table or desk. You have better chance of survival. Next, underneath doorways, because it is the strongest part of the building. Next, at the corner of the room, because structurally it is the safest place. Next, it is wiser to be near the walls than to stand or run or hide near the center part of the building. Last, you should be away from glass panes. This is to avoid flying glass pieces.
Sir, these tips will help us a lot.
Correct. Now, we will see don'ts during earthquake. First, do not use a lift. Next, do not stand near or under electric wires. It is very, very dangerous. In all earthquakes, triangular gaps are formed. If one identifies the safest triangle, their life can be saved. Assume this is the center beam. During an earthquake, beam buckles at the center, which naturally forms a triangle near the inside walls. If one shrinks the body and be near the wall, their life can be saved. Have you all understood what I have explained? Any doubts?
No, sir. It was so clear and lucid. Thank you so much.
That's good. Let us now see how to respond during floods. During floods, if the flowing water is only up to hip level, a rope can be used by tying at opposite ends and used as a handwrite like this.
Sir, what should we do if the water level is above 7 feet high?
Wonderful thinking. Now, the same rope can be tied above the water level with the support of trained swimmers. Through this, one can use this rope to cross the flooded water, even though if they don't have swimming knowledge.
Sir, what should we do if we don't have any ropes?
Wow! Wonderful thinking. Here, we can just use 2 5-liter empty plastic cans. By covering its mouth and tie it around the hip with the support of available materials. By doing this, even if one forced to jump into the flooded water, they will not drown and they will be floating along with the water. Is everything clear?
Yes, sir.
That's great. Let us all break now and we shall continue the session during next week. Please share the knowledge with others outside. Sai Ram.
Thank you, sir.
Raghuraman, we have already interviewed 4 candidates. None of them has come to our expectations. What to do? We don't know how the 5th one will fare.
Yes, Shekhar, what you say is correct. These 4 are well educated. But in other spheres, they drew a blank. No idea what contribution they will make for the growth of our company. I am looking for that extra capability that makes a person stand out in a crowd. Well, we will call the next person.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, come in. Good morning. Please, take your seat.
Thank you, sir. Good morning. I am Sai Krishna.
Sai Krishna. We have already interviewed few candidates who are all well qualified. From your records, I can see that you have also excelled in academics. I don't want to waste my time hearing another great story about your academics.
But you have taken a lot of interest in extracurricular activities. That is an impressive aspect.
Thank you so much, sir.
Well, you have mentioned in your resume some training about disaster management. Can you explain what it means? What sort of training that is?
Sure, sir. I am a proud member of Sri Satya Sai Seva Organizations. Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba started a program called Disaster Management in the year 2002.
You mean the person with big afro hair from Puttaparthi?
Yes, sir. You are right. This disaster management program is all about managing various natural calamities that occur through a common sense approach. We, as a team, go to various sectors of the society to spread awareness about natural calamities, rescue techniques, and the effective ways of using it.
Is it so? What kind of awareness you will be able to create in society about natural calamities?
Sir, we conduct session on earthquakes, how to react during a flood scenario, but also talk about cyclones and tsunami.
Oh, really? It's quite a surprise for me to know about all this, especially tsunami.
Yes, tsunami is the worst amongst all calamities. But you know, sir, for a tsunami to occur, there must be a strong earthquake that should happen underneath the ocean, but very near to the sea surface. However, the general rule is, all earthquakes does not result in tsunami. But for a tsunami to occur,
There must be a strong earthquake. Sir, may I take this opportunity to tell you about the important features of a tsunami wave?
Please go ahead. I'm curious to know all this.
Thank you, sir. A tsunami wave travels at a speed of 890 kilometers per hour, and the distance between two waves will be approximately 500 kilometers. The most interesting part is, they cannot be felt aboard ships, nor can they be seen from the air in the open sea. So the resultant effect of tsunami is always heavy loss of life and property.
Oh, I'm spellbound by your narration, Sai Krishna. So you create awareness about these to the general public, right?
Exactly, sir. But we don't restrict with only creating awareness. We are also deeply involved in rescue operations during such disasters. To give you some examples, our team was the first to reach the tsunami-affected spot during 2004, before anyone could arrive for rescue. Our team did a magnificent service by removing and burying over 1,000 dead bodies in a span of just 3 to 4 days. The locals called us walking deities. In Tamil, we call it as Nadamadum Deivangal. All throughout that service, we were chanting the mantras we know.
Great! Very interesting to know about all this. Aren't these people doing splendid service, Raghuraman? What do you think?
Shekhar, the intention is laudable. But such things are only okay for some time. Over a period of time, the spirit gets declined. You know, some of these NGOs do service for just gaining name and fame.
Excuse me, sir. Sorry for that. Our organization does not belong to that category. Those who are service-minded alone can be part of our organization. Love all, serve all is our only motto.
Alright. I am just giving my opinion about the NGOs, that's all.
Sorry for my intervention, sir. Since you have this opinion, I am forced to tell you a few things. Our Bhagwan has connected the Krishna River from Andhra Pradesh to Tamil Nadu so that we have sufficient water in Pune Reservoir, and the problem of water in Chennai was resolved. Swami dedicated this to the people of Tamil Nadu and Andhra Pradesh and gave it for free of cost. The super speciality hospitals in Puttaparthi and Bangalore are outstanding medical institutions, not only for redefining healthcare, but have given free healthcare for 3 decades and treated more than 40 lakh patients. Now, on these lines, our Bhagwan has prepared a program called Disaster Management. This is being taken to each and every individual in this society to educate them, free of cost, so they can use it when in need. Tamil Nadu team alone has given training to more than 1 lakh individuals. All this are not done for gaining name and fame, sir. The only intention behind all this is pure love for humanity.
You are giving me lot of numbers. I am not convinced. Tell me honestly, Sai Krishna, can you pinpoint one single person who has actually benefited by your disaster management program?
Sure, sir. Why not? I will narrate an incident in which I was personally involved. Shall I?
Story? Go ahead.
Recently, 3 days back, this incident happened in Eldams Road in Tenampet. Myself and my friend, who is also a trained disaster management member, were going for a service activity. Suddenly, we saw a small crowd on the road, wherein an elderly man and his grandson met with an accident. We immediately rushed to rescue. We used all our training methods, gave them first aid, and helped them come out of danger. Subsequently, they were treated in the hospital, and the doctor certified that the rescue and the first aid method which we used is the most appropriate one.
That's great. What happened, Raghuraman?
Sai Krishna, what is the name of that grandson?
His name is Mahesh.
Mahesh? What is the name of the father? Is it Muthuraman?
Yes, sir. How do you know that?
Yes, Raghuraman. How come you know the name?
Sai Krishna, throughout this interview process, I spoke to you arrogantly. I made baseless charges against your organization. I even went to the level of asking about the beneficiaries. But now, I realize that I am a direct beneficiary of your selfless service.
Raghuraman, what happened? Why are you crying?
Shekhar, the elderly man whom Sai Krishna saved
is my own father. And the young boy is my son.
Sir, are you Mahesh's father?
Yes, Sai Krishna. Mahesh is my son. I had gone abroad when the accident happened. I just landed yesterday and came to know about it. Shekhar, I did tell you today morning, right, about the accident that my family met with. The person who was associated with that incident is this Sai Krishna. I am realizing now, he has saved my son and father's life.
Yes, yes, I cannot believe it. Hey, Sai Krishna, you have done a great help to Raghuraman's family.
Thank you, sir. I just did what I'm supposed to do. Our Bhagwan says, Paropakarartham idam shariram, which means, this human form has been given for doing good to others. I am just trying to follow that.
Wow, great value. What, Raghuraman? We have conducted this interview for a long time, but we have not asked a single question about the job requirement.
This is enough, Shekhar. We can strongly recommend Sai Krishna for the technical round, and I am sure he will excel in that round as well. This is the type of candidate we need for our company. I have full faith on him that he would contribute for our company's growth in an exceptional way, making everyone proud.
I fully agree with you, Raghuraman. We will give our best recommendation to company's top management in hiring Sai Krishna.
Sure, Shekhar. Mr. Sai Krishna, you can take my word. You will definitely get an appointment letter from our company. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir. I will definitely do my best. I will live up to the confidence you have in me.
One last thing, Sai Krishna. Sri Satya Sai organizations seem to have trained a whole army of people in disaster management. So you all can be rightly called as Sai soldiers, isn't it?
Sir, we are not just Sai soldiers. In a way, we are actually Sai soldiers.
Wow, what an appropriate name. March ahead, Sai soldier.
Swami, my koti pranams. You do your work, I will do mine, is what you said. And today, you have truly demonstrated it. Thank you so much, Swami. Please bless us that we should forever be in your seva.
Rama, my beloved Lord, now I know why you made me a Chiranjeevi, an everlasting one. It is very clear that you wanted to give me a glimpse of your glory in every yuga. In Treta Yuga, oh my Rama, you created me as your most humble servant, as the one and only Anjaneya. But in this Kali Yuga, you as Sai Rama has created thousands and thousands of Anjaneyas as your Sevadals. Among all these Anjaneyas, these disaster management soldiers truly stand out as your humble servants, personifying dedication, devotion, discrimination, determination and discipline. Oh my Sai Rama, I'm speechless seeing your glory and I humbly bow before you, my Lord. Jai Sai Ram. Om Sri Sai Ram. For a spiritual organization to get into the foray of disaster management in itself is a tectonic shift made possible only by Swami's vision and his abundant grace. In the International Youth Conference held in 2002 in Prashanthi Nilayam, Swami directed the organization to start training the youth in disaster management. This task was entrusted to the most inspiring leader, Sri Shamal Sur, the then state president of Sri Satya Sai Seva Organizations, West Bengal.
This has been acclaimed the only complete disaster management program by the armed forces also, right?
With Swami's unseen hand guiding him, Sri Sood formulated the entire training module, personally traveled all over India to impart this training, handling disasters with whatever material available with a common sense approach is the hallmark of this program. The all-knowing Swami acknowledged the seva of these soldiers during the tsunami of 2004 by saying, Baga train aina na pillalu akkada seva chestunaru. My well-trained boys are doing seva there. Today, Sri Satya Sai Seva Organizations India have trained DM Sevadals in almost all the states. These Sai soldiers have taken it upon themselves the task of imparting this training to various sections of society. Apart from all the skills to handle disasters, they also instill core spiritual values emphasized by Swami as a part of this training. The crowning achievement of this group is the recognition accorded by the government of Tamil Nadu in enlisting Sri Satya Sai Disaster Management Volunteers as Disaster Response Guards to render seva along with the government officials in times of natural disasters, with explicit permission to them to wear the organization's logo and scarf during such seva. Today, in Swami's Divya Sannidhi in Prashanti Nilayam, these soldiers rededicate themselves to carry on the mission ordained by Swami with renewed vigor and devotion in alleviating the agony of people affected by natural disasters, and also to draw the youth into the organization's spiritual arena through disaster management training. Swami, we know you're always with us in our hearts as the Sanatana Sarathi, guiding and leading us in your chosen path, and we are ever grateful to you for your grace and blessings. Jai Sai Ram.
He said, you do your work, I'll do mine.
Din dukhiyo se prem karo mera Sai prasann hoga Din dukhiyo se prem karo mera Sai prasann hoga Sai mera main tera ye prem ki behti dhara Sai mera main tera ye prem ki behti dhara ye prem ki behti dhara ye prem ki behti dhara Mera Sai prasann hoga Mera Sai prasann hoga
Shambhu Kumara Gauri Tanaya.
Let me run to the Baba Bhai Banjara Dattatreya Guru.
Jai Bhavani Maa. सत्य साई हरे भक्त जना संरक्षक भक्त जना संरक्षक प्रति महेश्वरा ओम जय जगदीश हरे शिव जना श्री करा सर्व प्राणपति स्वामी सर्व प्राणपति आश्रित कल्पलतीका आश्रित कल्पलतीका आवद्वाद्वा ओम जय जगदीश हरे माता पिता गुरुदेव मरियंतयु नीवे स्वामी मरियंतयु नीवे नाद ब्रह्म जगन्नाथ नाद ब्रह्म जगन्नाथ नावे Narayana, 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 Narayana
Narayana Narayana Om Om Jai Jaguru Deva Narayana Narayana Om Satya Narayana 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 Om Narayana Narayana Om Satya Narayana Narayana Om Satya Narayana Narayana Om Om Jai Jaguru Deva Narayana Narayana Om Satya Narayana 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 Om Narayana Narayana
Om Shri Sai Ram. Invoking Bhagwan's divine blessings. Tomorrow is the second day of the two-day Parthi Yatra by the devotees from Kanchipuram North District, state of Tamil Nadu. The morning session in Sai Kulwant Hall will commence at 8 o'clock with Vedam chanting offered by the Mahila devotees. At 8:30, a devotional music program titled Sai Parijatam will be offered with gratitude by the Mahila devotees. The morning session in Sai Kulwant Hall will conclude with bhajans offered by the Bal Vikas students, followed by Mangalarti and Bhagawan's Divya Darshan. The evening session in Sai Kulwant Hall will commence at 5 o'clock with Vedam chanting offered by the Bal Vikas boys. At 5:10, a devotional music program titled Prema Dhara will be offered by the Bal Vikas girls, followed by a drama titled Sanathana Sanskriti by the Bal Vikas children. The evening session in Sai Kulwant Hall will conclude with bhajans offered by the devotees from Tamil Nadu, followed by Mangalarti and Bhagawan's Divya Darshan. Jai Sai Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Bhagawan Shri Satya Sai Baba Vari Divyanugra Asislato Tamil Nadu Rashtra Kanchipuram Jilla Bhaktula Rendu Rojula Pavitra Parthi Yatralo Bhaganga Sai Kulwant Sabha Mandapamlo Repati Udaya Karyakramalu 8 Gantalaku Kanchipuram Jilla Mahila Bhaktulache Veda Pathanam Mariyu Swamivari Pallaki Sevato Prarambham Avutayi 8:30 Nimishalaku Sai Parijatam Ane Oka Sangeeta Karyakramam Swami Variki Samarpinchabadutundi Repati Udaya Karyakramalu Balavikas Chinnarulache Bhajanato Konasagi Swami Vari Mangal Hartito Samaptam Avutayi Anantaram Swami Vari Divya Darshanam Sai Kulwant Sabha Mandapamlo Repati Sayankala Karyakramalu 5 Gantalaku Balavikas Chinnarulache Veda Patnamto Prarambham Avutayi 5:10 బాలవికాస్ చిన్నారులచే ప్రేమధార అనే ఒక సంగీత కార్యక్రమం మరియు సనాతన సంస్కృతి అనే పేరిట ఒక నాటకము స్వామివారికి సమర్పించబడుతుంది. సాయి కుల్వన్ సభా మండపంలో రేపటి సాయంకాల కార్యక్రమాలు కాంచీపురం జిల్లా భక్తులచే భజనత కొనసాగి మంగళహారతితో సమాప్తమవుతాయి. అనంతరం స్వామివారి దివ్య దర్శనం. జై సాయిరాం.